Hello all and welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today and I pray that you're having a marvelous day in Jesus. Lord, I pray for my listeners. I ask that you help them to know that the only way into you, God the Father, is through the Son, Jesus Christ. There's no other way in except through Jesus. And the blood of Jesus will wash away all sin and all iniquity. We must come to you in repentance and ask forgiveness of that sin. And we must make a definite declaration that we receive you as our Savior. For you said if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that we would be saved. And we take your word and we believe that right now. Let people give them a revelation knowledge that they must be born again. Now we pray for our country, we pray for our nation, we ask for mercy in America and ask God that you bring revival before it's too late. Give our leaders and our homeland every part, give them wisdom which to lead our country. Put angels about our country and protect us and our family and our children. We ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. The Bible says in Psalms 25:8, it says, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he will teach sinners the way. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he will teach sinners the way. There's a way that seemeth right to man in the book of Proverbs, it says, but it says the end thereof are the ways of death. There's a way man thinks of, but it's the ways of death. If it's not God's way, it's not a good way. And I don't care what kind of trouble you're having in your life or what kind of situation you're in. The paths of the Lord are good. And the Lord is good and upright. And he'll teach you the right way if you'll let him. I remember years ago, a little couple came into our chapel. And they were just having the biggest fight you'd ever seen. And they came to our chapel for counseling. And the wife stood up and she began to talk about everything the husband had done. And he did this and he said this and he did this and he said this and this and this and this. And it went on and on. And she made this speech and he just sat there. He didn't grunt. He didn't say a word. He didn't defend himself. He just sat there. And I was amazed. I mean, she was putting down some pretty heavy stuff on him. And he just sat there nonchalantly with his arms crossed and never said a word. And when she had finished her long speech of how sorry he was, this is what the husband said. He looked her square in the eyes and he said, dear, frankly, that's exactly how I feel about you. Had just blew me away. He said, that's exactly how I feel about you. You know, we like to point out everybody else's faults. We have a list. You have a list of the people's faults. But have you ever looked at your own? Have you ever thought for 1 minute that you're not perfect? Have you ever thought that you're not the leader of the parade? Have you ever thought that maybe you done things wrong and you said things wrong? Have you ever just wondered that the Lord would teach you what to do right and the right way to go if you would ask him and that he can change the hearts of the people? A friend of mine said one time, we were talking about people that needed changing. She said, Blonnie, if Jesus can't do it and the gospel can't do it, I can't do it. It has to be through the word of God. And when we get into God's word and we let God teach us, and we go by the principles of God, he can calm any storm, whether it's in your health, whether it's in your finances, whether it's with your children, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's on your work. It doesn't matter. He will teach you what to do, where to go, and what to say. Another friend of ours, every time she would get mad at her husband, and she'd say this many times a day, she'd say, I'm going to divorce you. I'm going to divorce you. Every little thing he'd do, I'm going to divorce you. Guess what? One day, he divorced her. She cried her eyes out for years and years and years and wondered what happened. She had sown the seed. She kept saying it over and over. Your words are seeds. You're sowing. How can two walk together except they agree? If you keep agreeing with evil, you're going to reap it. If you keep agreeing with argument and hateful, that's what you're going to reap. But if you agree with God's word, he'll teach you the right way and the right path. And he'll lead you in the path right. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he will teach sinners the way. He'll teach us the way if we will be teachable. I pray today that you'll be teachable, that you'll let your heart be tender. Let God come in and he can take care of the situation in your life. Ask him for help. He will not turn you away. He will not run you off, but he will welcome you in and he will help you. God bless you.